You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the tools you can use to hone your spiritual practices in your business and in your life. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage: How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today I have a guest on the show, which is always one of my favorite things to do. And I've got the lovely Priscilla Stefan with us today from California. So first off, welcome to Live, Love, Engage, Priscilla.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, everyone.
Well, I am so glad you're here because I really feel like we're sort of on parallel tracks because of what you do and sort of what I'm moving into as well. So I'm really curious to hear all about your journey. But let me share with our listeners and viewers on YouTube a little bit about who you are and why I have you on the show today. So Priscilla is an intuitive business strategist and creator of the Soul Fluent Leadership Archetypes. And she helps women leaders who have hit an upper limit in their businesses really step into their next level of leadership so they can create more impact and profit with grace, joy, and ease by embracing their natural leadership style. And she says that she takes the mystery and confusion around your next steps in business and helps you to get clear on your soul's vision for leadership. And it's all about helping people to gain clarity, which is, like I said, that's definitely right up my alley of what I'm looking at, have been doing with some of my clients, and I want to continue to do more of going forward. But of course, you know, we all have our unique ways of helping people and our own stories that sort of influence how we got to where we are. So I thought maybe we'd start off by letting you tell your story of how did you get to be this creator of Soul Fluent Leadership Archetypes?
Well, my soul decided to guide me here. That's the short version, I guess, because my logical brain didn't even know what Akashic records were, never planned on being an entrepreneur, let alone a coach, which I've been now for 10 years. I started out as a health coach. Then once I came upon the Akashic records, which we can talk about a bit more, people don't understand what they are or haven't heard of them, and then realized that I had a gift and a talent to channel people's marketing plans and really the vision of their business from their soul. And so I switched into doing intuitive business coaching, using the soul guidance from the Akashic records. That's really what people come to me for. They want that soul input, along with really sound business strategy that creates deep alignment, right? Because I know clarity is important, and I talk a lot about clarity, but even deeper than clarity is that alignment piece. You know, success, I believe, comes from alignment, first and foremost, and that's both energetic as well as strategic, and it comes from the inside out. And so, and then 2016, my own guides asked me to write a little book, right? They can have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And it became 165 page thing of, and then the Soul Fluent Leadership Archetypes body of work came into form. And it's funny because I never had spoken about leadership, didn't know anything about it, had no interest in it. But what was exciting to me is that it is an alignment framework for you to understand your soul's language for leadership and how to make the greatest contribution that you can make from a place of conscious choice by really leaning into your innate strengths and talents. And my My first book is coming out in early 2022, and that really is the Soul Fluent Leadership Business Guide, which then helps you understand, once there are five archetypes, once you identify your archetype, how do you build a business that's truly in alignment and a reflection and showcasing your talents and your gifts and what you want to do in the world. And the promise of Soul Fluent Leadership is to create a world that works for everyone and that supports the greater good. And so those are tend to be the people that I work with here, right? They want to make the world a better place.
I love that. And this cracks me up, because in 2016 was when I got the idea to write my book too. And I call it like this divine download that was like, you should write a book about love. And I'm like, what do I know about love? I do marketing, you know? It's like, so I'm with you there. Talk to me a little bit about, because you mentioned being in alignment and the importance of that. Maybe just share for someone out there listening, like, what does it look like when someone's maybe not in alignment? And then how then can things shift, you know, and what exactly are we aligning to?
We're aligning to our truest, most authentic self. And I hate using the word authentic. I think it's overused. But I think I believe that we are staying true to ourselves. Maybe the word integrity is, right? You are not betraying yourself. You are not compromising. You are not compartmentalizing yourself. You are doing to the best of your ability, staying to the purest version of you. And so that's what I think of ultimately. And when it comes to alignment, I think there's energetic alignment in terms of just the energies of how you're feeling day to day, how people experience you energetically, your tone of voice, your appearance, your body language. Then there's also the tactical or business-wise, the strategic, right? What marketing avenues are you using? What are you saying? How are you saying? What tone is there, right? And then everything about the external aspect of how the business is designed, infrastructure, systems, does that even work with what you want to have as a business? Or are you doing what somebody told you you should do or that will make you money and all those things, right?
Right.
So staying true means, I kind of created like this, it's like a little DARE acronym. And alignment always starts with desire. I believe desire is the soul's voice. What do you truly desire? I'm watching on Netflix the TV show Lucifer. It's all about him. Lucifer is the devil. Right. And he has this ability to ask you, so tell me, what is it that you truly desire? And I'm going to tell people that even if you don't know the fullest extent of what that looks like, you have enough of a sense. It's not that you don't have a knowing. I think sometimes we don't trust the inner knowing we have, right?
Yeah.
So what is it that you desire? Is it a small business? Is it a big business? Is it a multi-million-dollar business? Is it to have no business? It's desire. Alignment is where you match your desire with the energy of how you're showing up and then the tactical elements of how you run your business. Does that, like, I like simplicity and spaciousness in my business. So to have programs that are packed full of content and full of, that's just so not me. You know, so like, again, is it me or is it not me? Mm-hmm. Am I staying true to myself and my desire, or am I not? And then R is for resilience. How do you overcome obstacles? How do you move through your issues? And how do you stay strong, you know, and come back up when you have adversities and setbacks and all those things? And how do you see yourself in the world? And then embodiment is that piece of, like, how do you see yourself and how do you present yourself energetically to the world? Tone of voice, presence, confidence. Are you truly a representation of that which you say you believe in? You know, at least to the best of your ability. I think that there's always room for growth, right? So that's DARE: desire, alignment, resilience, and embodiment. But all of that really comes down to it. The foundational of that is truth. Are you staying in integrity with yourself? You know, is what's true for you, how you are living your life. And that comes back to your core values. You know, what matters most to you? Are you living the values that you care about? And if you don't know what your core values are, start to think about situations in your life or in your business where you're like, God, you either hated it or you didn't. And so to speak to where there's out of alignment, Oftentimes being out of alignment can feel like you're trying everything and nothing's working. You're frustrated. You feel like you're just hit an upper ceiling, or you're trying to speak to one client, but you keep getting something completely different, or you keep trying things that you really hate, but you're just doing them anyway. It feels like a job. You're on sales calls. You're doing things oftentimes that you don't want to do, or you're getting results that you don't align with what you really want to have, bottom line. And that's when it's a time to, and then also when you're not making the kind of money that you want, or you're making a ton of money, but how you're not enjoying your life, or you're not spending time with your children, right? Because again, if your value is family time and you're not, your business isn't supporting that, really with my clients, it's always this: is your business supporting your values and your lifestyle or not? Let's start with that. That's what I call the holistic approach. Let's look at all of you, because the business is a slice of the pie. It's not the whole pie, right? And so that's to answer your question. I know it took a little bit of a roundabout, but that's the full picture.
That was perfect. I absolutely love it, and I think it's helpful for people to see that. And I think you know, I think it's normal also for us to get that way sometimes. And I think especially, I think even for like heart-centered entrepreneurs or, and I know that's kind of overused too, but I think people who really, you know, want to make a difference in the world. And sometimes, you know, we get maybe pulled off track because we're following what, you know, someone says we're supposed to do. And we're not listening to ourselves, and we're not really taught to, we're kind of taught to ignore our intuition. And that intuition, I've learned when I don't ignore it, then it's usually at my peril, and it's really there to protect me. So I think it's good for people to learn that. Now you mentioned right at the beginning, and this is something that I had, you know, in learning about you was intrigued by, that part of your journey into doing what you do now, you got involved in learning about the Akashic Records. So can you explain a little bit for those people who are like, have never heard of it, maybe a little bit, what it is, and then how, maybe even why, whatever, what sort of drew you to that, and how you then use that in your business? I know it's a lot, but do the best you can there.
I'll try to be as focused as I can. The Akashic Records, some people call like the Google database of your soul, or it's been referred to as a library or of your soul or a book of life. Basically, it's a space, ethereal space. Akasha means ether in Sanskrit. It's a space where you can connect to your soul guides and ask for clarity, empowerment, and support to live your best life and to really create a life that you desire, you know, and to grow as a soul. The Akashic Records I call a space of personal freedom, personal power, truth. And it's a beautiful energy of love and truth where you connect to this. I think they say it's in the fifth dimension. We're in the third dimension. It's in another dimensional plane in the ether where you connect to your soul guides, who are invisible light beings that have accompanied you through all lifetimes, if you believe that. And they're here to support you and guide you with whatever questions you have. It's not a space of prediction, but a place of empowerment and clarity in personal and spiritual development and growth. I came upon the Akashic Records, I think it was 2013, when I got a random email about a program called Heal Your Body Story that was about doing deep soul level healing with your body and trauma in the Akashic Records. And at the time, that's something I was wanting to work through. And I did this 5-week program, and it was very deep, and there was a lot of energetic release and shifting. And I thought, oh my God, this is an amazing tool, and this is an amazing, you know, way to help people. And so then that person then began to teach how to access the Akashic Records, which is actually something I'm going to be teaching at the end of October. If anyone wants to learn how to access their own records and connect to their own guides, you can do a lot of healing work and release past trauma hooks and just get so much support in the records, you know? And so for a skeptic like me to enter the Akashic Records and to feel that energy of love, it felt like a love crack. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone in the world. I can access guidance on demand, and I can grow as a soul, and I can heal. And so that really changed my whole world in terms of not feeling alone, having access to so much. Now, like I just wrote a new program, a sales page, I just channeled it in the records. I opened up my records and I'm like, okay, guys, let me start typing. And so then of course I do the human judging and, you know, editing and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, I was like, I don't have to overthink it. I just feel into it. And I'm like, okay, let's just open up the records. And you do that by saying a prayer that you create, and then you access that energy, and then off you go. You know, it just makes life easier in a way. And so the Akashic Records can be a great space. And I think that people feel a pull to it. I just felt this pull. I've been looking for something to get me out of health coaching. I hadn't known, you know, there's hypnosis, there's Reiki, there's all sorts of things. Yeah. But this was the thing that really spoke to me.
Yeah.
You know, it was that missing piece. It was that soul piece. And then when I got my training, so I did level one, which was learning to read my own Akashic Records. Then I did level two, which was learning to read the Akashic Records of others. Mm. And then level three was learning deeper healing techniques in the records, right? So there was a progression. Mm. And then, of course, people can always take teacher training if they want to teach others. And so I did all three levels. And then I had to practice when I did, you know, other people. And I felt such a responsibility that I did 100 free readings in 2 months, which is crazy. Mm. But the good news is I realized that where I was really good was in the business purpose and marketing piece. Mm. And then I changed my business to do what I do now.
Well, that's it's so cool, actually. and I've heard about it. You know, I've heard about it in a couple different places and from different people. And I feel it's just it to me. I find it interesting. Now others, you know, may not. And I guess and I'm just going to say, you know, I've presumed that you attract people who are open certainly to that idea, because, you know, not everybody is going to be open to that. And that's okay, because you're probably meant to work with the people who are at least, you know, willing to learn about it. Does that seem accurate?
Yeah. And that's the number one prerequisite, is you have to be open to and embrace a spiritual approach to business and to your personal growth, right? Because the Akashic Records is a key component of what I offer. And frankly, it is why people hire me. Yes, there's the life coaching, business coaching aspect that goes along with it, you know,
right.
But really it's the Akashic Records. Like, what is my soul telling me? What does my business want me to create next? Because there's no way that your 3D mind can have a sense of what's beyond, you know, what's also ready for you to step into next. And there can be healing and so much shifting that can happen energetically also in that space. And it really is a tool to develop, hone your spiritual practices and your spiritual development as a soul.
Hmm. Cool. Can you maybe share an example of how you've helped like one of your clients, you know, using the Akashic Records and sort of give people a little taste about, you know, what they would expect even when they're working with you?
Yes. Well, the work that I do now always includes the Soul Fluent Leadership Archetype, right? Because that informs how to energetically and tactically run their business. So we always identify what their archetype is. But then from there also, you know, we look at, you know, for example, let's say someone is looking to launch a course or a new program, you know, and their pricing has been off or things have been feeling a little stale, then we can open the records and, you know, they might ask, you know, so what is the next program for me? Or what is the next sequence of, you know, the client journey that I'm going to take my clients on? I work with established service-based women entrepreneurs. So you should be in business for at least 3 years, have good traction, be making money. I also work with multiple six-figure business owners that have have a really full practice, or they're just not happy with the business model they have. And so we need to restructure that business model, team building their offers, so they actually work less, have more time freedom, but they don't add more funnels or, you know, we're just, right. It's a very simple, spacious way of growing if they want to grow without adding more to their plate. Mm-hmm. And there's an inner spiritual development and transformation that has to happen for them to show up differently for themselves, boundaries, less people pleasing, those things. so that they can really show up for their business and their vision in a way that is that really matches that alignment of the next level of their mm-hmm. growth and their business growth. So let's say someone says, well, I want to create a new, you know, program. So we'll look at, okay, so this is the trajectory of your programs. Maybe you have a VIP day and a 90-day program and a 6 months. Maybe the suggestion is, well, maybe let's add a course in here. If you're really looking to, like, the visionary archetype to leverage and to service more people, maybe we'll create a model and some offers that are allow you to add more people in without spending more one-on-one time, you know, with mm-hmm. people. So then we will look, okay, these are the exact offers. This is the reconfiguration. So this offer will be called this name. It'll be this number of sessions. It'll be this price. And they're like, well, I don't know what program. Okay, we'll put it in your email marketing system, which should be this one. And then try this, you know, course platform that's most aligned, you know, and you're going to need one kind of team member to house this for this many hours. And at this price point, it would be great if they're in the US, but maybe they're in the Philippines. So we go through, like, we literally break it down to that level of specificity of what is the best option for you right now, based on your income level, your level of energy, your goals, all of it, you know? And then they're like, okay, I have a roadmap. So right. let me go. This and then so and then we finalize, well, these are the action steps. You know, I need to write out the copy for this. I need to talk to my VA to upload these to my website. And then I'm going to offer this time and then this at this time. And then any other technical minute question we've answered. And then we look at the energy of, like, who do you need to be? Any blocks that are in the way? And then help them work through any fears or doubts or concerns. And then they've got a plan. And then it's just, okay, let's go implement and tweak as we go. Does that make sense? Is that clear enough? I
hope. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What is your favorite thing about the work that you do? What brings you the most to me?
Come out of my mouth. It's always a surprise, you know? And, like, for example, like, somebody's like, oh, let's just do this. And then all of a sudden it's time for you to create a new book, or how is your love life? You know, not that I look at people's love lives, but it's just, you know, it's really fascinating. And to see their reaction. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Oh, God, I'm scared. Oh, really? Is this going to really work? I never thought of this. I love the curveballs sometimes that come, as well as, oh, I just need to do a tweak. I was overcomplicating this. So I really never have any idea what's going to come out of my mouth. So it always keeps it interesting.
Well, that's good. So I'm going to kind of flip it the other way now. What have you in doing either this work or even in your life beforehand, because I think it's sometimes good to be able to look at people and also, I would presume, to provide some inspiration. So what would you say has sort of been the biggest problem you've ever faced, and how did you overcome it?
I think my career has not been an easy one. I went through three really difficult career changes, from environmental policy work to event planning to starting a little mini business in the fashion accessories, and then stumbling upon health coaching, and then coaching and being an entrepreneur. And so the biggest challenge was that I really didn't feel like I fit into mainstream careers, and that the things that I liked to do didn't seem to pay very well. Or the things that paid well, I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to do this. I'm going to be bored out of my mind. Or I'm not equipped to this, to do this. And so there was a lot of frustration to find that intersection between talent and money, right? Talent and profit. Genius and profit. And so I could not have imagined also how to get there. So the way I handled that great challenge was, my mindset always was, if I just keep going, eventually the next step will appear. And so that was just a fierce, like, ingrained determination. And patience, which I don't have much of, but I had no choice of if I just keep going, if I just read one more book, or if I just talk to one more person, if I just wait one more day, eventually something is going to have to emerge. I can't be stuck here forever, especially since I was searching, I was trying, I was taking action, I was not taking action. And so I think that helped me to just stay tenacious and perseverant and committed that I would find something that I was good at and that eventually could pay me well.
Yeah, I love that answer because I think that is important, is that even though you may have felt like stuck at times, you still kept taking action, whether it was reading a book or just, you know, trying something new. And I think that's it. So I think when you can, you know, and to me, it's like you're demonstrating to the universe, you know, okay, I'm putting myself out there. I know eventually you're going to give me the right road to go on, but I'm just going to keep at it. And so I think that's important for people to hear that. Because we all will go through those things. There will be times where we're going to, you know, kind of come up against roadblocks and stumbling blocks, and we just have to have faith and keep going.
And even when we do find what we love, there were dark nights of the soul in business too. Like, am I really meant to do this? This isn't quite working the way, it doesn't look or feel the way I want. So it's just staying the course.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so good. Is there anything that you would like to share that we haven't talked about so far that you think would be important for our listeners to hear, especially for, you know, entrepreneurs, I know, and women in particular that I know make up our audience?
The biggest life skill, I believe, especially coming from a spiritual perspective, is, which is a lot that you come from and I talk about, is self-trust, right? And so my advice to everyone is to trust that you know, or you know enough, and then to trust your knowing. And that can be hard, right? Especially if you feel like you have a business that's transformational in nature, or that supports like a conscious business that supports the greater good. You're almost guaranteed to not suit the mainstream's way of marketing or talking about what you do. And so trusting that your approach, like even in my Alchemize 90-day program that I just put together yesterday, I was debating. For a moment, I thought, oh, if I stick a word mastermind in there, maybe it'll sound more snazzy. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't do masterminds. That sounds like such a masculine word. I was like, no, I've got to trust that my way will resonate, that it is enough. And so it's that always, I think, for us as spiritual entrepreneurs in particular, who lead with spirituality or have that deep connection, is to trust ourselves. And that is a muscle that is a moment-to-moment choice of, no, I'm going to trust myself. I am going to stay in integrity with myself, which is the alignment piece, which then creates resonance. And resonance is where there's that rapport and that energetic connection between us and our audience, our customers, whomever. And that speaks not just to business, but also to personal, right? A spouse, friends. Are you staying true to yourself? Are you not betraying or abandoning yourself in key ways? And if you are, what is one step that you can take to come back to yourself and trust? You know, that's really a game changer, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. That's very good wisdom to share, and I encourage everyone to take heed to it. So if someone out there is resonating with you and would like to learn more about what you're up to in the world, what's the best place for them to contact you?
Yeah, PriscillaStephan.com. If you're curious about which Soul Fluent Leadership archetype you are, there are five. There's the mystic, which I am, you might be too, the visionary, strategist, explorer, and the divine feminine. You can take the 3-minute free quiz on my website, you know, PriscillaStephan.com /quiz. Very easy, 12 questions. And then you can get more information. And I offer small group, but also one-on-one coaching, 8 weeks and 6 months for people that are really ready to restructure their business model or find that they're kind of at a full capacity in their practice and they want to reconfigure how they're showing up and doing business. That's ideally for me, really established, already have a solid business foundation. Those are the people I help.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll be sure to put all that information in the show notes. So whoever's listening or watching, if you don't have a pen handy, don't worry. You'll be able to find that. In fact, you can get all that information at liveloveengagepodcast.com. So thank you so much for spending a little time with us today, and continue doing the good work that you're doing in the world.
Thank you. Likewise, it's been such a pleasure and an honor. And remember, guys, trust yourself. You know more than you give yourself credit for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And thank you for listening, for watching. And as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.